Random House Audio presents Nothing to Lose by Lee Child, read for you by Dick Hill. For Ray Helmsworth and Janine Wilson, they know why. Chapter 1. The sun was only half as hot as he had known sun to be, but it was hot enough to keep him confused and dizzy. He was very weak. He had not eaten for 72 hours. Or taken water for 48. Not weak. He was dying, and he knew it. The images in his mind showed things drifting away. A rowboat caught in a river current, straining against a rotted rope, pulling, tugging, breaking free. His viewpoint was that of a small boy in the boat, sitting low, staring back helplessly at the bank as the dock grew smaller. Or an airship, swinging gently on a breeze, somehow breaking free of its mast, floating up and away slowly, the boy inside seeing tiny, urgent figures on the ground, waving, staring, their faces tilted upward in concern. Then the images faded, because now words seemed more important than pictures, which was absurd, because he had never been interested in words before. But before he died, he wanted to know which words were his, which applied to him. Was he a man or a boy? He had been described both ways. Be a man, some had said. Others had been insistent, the boy's not to blame. He was old enough to vote and kill and die, which made him a man. He was too young to drink, even beer, which made him a boy. Was he brave or a coward? He had been called both things. He had been called unhinged, disturbed, deranged, unbalanced, delusional, traumatized, all of which he understood and accepted, except unhinged. Was he supposed to be hinged? Like a door? Maybe people were doors. Maybe things passed through them. Maybe they banged in the wind. He considered the question for a long moment, and then he batted the air in frustration. He was babbling like a teenager in love with weed, which is exactly all he had been a year and a half before. He fell to his knees. The sand was only half as hot as he had known sand to be, but it was hot enough to ease his chill. He fell face down, exhausted, finally spent. He knew as certainly as he had ever known anything that if he closed his eyes, he would never open them again. But he was very tired. So very, very tired. More tired than a man or a boy had ever been. He closed his eyes.